Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we bring you information on real estate and finance and always try and bring on live and interesting guests.
Live?
Did I say
live? We bring
live?
On live guests?
Yes, I said live,
alive.
Not alive. So, absolutely.
I know we're coming up on Halloween, but creepy.
Yeah, well, you know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to do our scary real estate stories coming up here later this month.
I think we can
month.
Do that.
So,
yes, I got some spooky ones.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I heard it's not my story, but there was a really creepy one that just came across some of the news feeds today.
Yeah?
An agent who walked into a property where a double murder happened.
Oh, my gosh. That's not good.
Yeah, it was for sale.
That's not good.
Yeah. That's people don't realize that in our industry, a lot of crazy stuff happens.
I thought you were going to talk about my niece who, while shopping for homes with one of your team members, walked into a home and there was a
deer head.
Yeah.
Yes, that
on
was
the floor.
That was different. That wasn't like freshly cut.
No, but that was
but
pretty
still
interesting.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
It was
like,
quite disturbing.
You don't really expect that to be laying on the floor when you walk into a bedroom.
Nobody expects that. I think even the homeowner was like, what do we do with this? I don't know.
Yeah,
but I still don't expect that to be
just put
there.
It on the floor.
Yeah, just like,
be a good spot
who,
for it.
Who came up with that thought? I have no idea. Well, but anyway.
Of course, I would have been cool. So I'd go with the house. But that's just me.
Yeah, that's just you. That is entirely just you. Thank
you.
Thank you for admitting that.
Well, good. All right. Well, back to our guests. So
yes,
Robin.
Please.
We have Robin Corrick,
our live
CEO.
Guest.
Yeah, CEO of the Multi-Service Center. Thanks again for joining us, Robin.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about you and your organization.
Well, the Multi-Service Center is a nonprofit community action agency that was established in 1971. We primarily serve South King County, although we do have some services in Pierce County and one contract that is statewide. We served roughly 50,000 individuals last year, but in simplest terms, what we do is provide help, hope, and positive change in our communities that we serve. And I'm the CEO. I've been there for 16 years, and I've been the CEO for the past, this is the sixth year now.
Excellent. Right. Wow,
fantastic.
Congratulations.
So you know a lot about the organization, so you're the right person to be talking to.
Definitely, definitely. So I've of course scanned your website, and actually have had some involvement with your organization in the past, just working through various nonprofits. So you have some different areas that you focus on with your organization. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So we have some programs that are designed to help people become more what we call more basic needs secure. So really being stable so that they can access more comprehensive services designed to move them out of poverty. And those include food and clothing, energy assistance, so help paying their utility bills. It includes our rental assistance for housing as well. And those are individuals typically that just need a little bit of help, a little bridge to get by. Okay. Our longer-term services for greater economic independence would include things like education and employment services for youth and adults. Okay. And then our longer-term housing programs where individuals come in, they stay with us for a longer time, and we do case management services to help them be successful. And then we develop affordable housing as well.
So you say that they come and stay with you. What do you mean by that?
Sure. So we do have emergency shelter and transitional housing.
Okay.
And so we have units that people will stay. We have family units. We have one for men and one for single women in recovery.
Okay.
And we work with them on a regular basis to figure out what their needs are, what resources they need to help them move forward on a plan to success. We also develop affordable housing. So those are regular apartment complexes. But we will reserve certain units in those complexes for individuals for permanent supportive housing, which basically means that they can stay there as long as they want, and they have services attached until they feel comfortable that they're pretty stable in their housing.
So these are homes that Multi-Service Center has purchased?
Purchased and in some cases built or rehabilitated.
Okay. Interesting. Where are they located?
So we have properties throughout South King County. We also have some in Pierce County. Most of them are family properties or senior housing. We do have one unique property that we just finished building last year, and it's our William J. Wood Veterans Home in Federal Way. And
all
it's
right.
44 units of 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms with subsidies and furnished for homeless veterans and their families. And what's really unique is we have MSC services on site, so employment assistance, child advocacy, case management, but we also have the Department of Veterans Affairs co-located on site.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
Yes.
I was not familiar with that part. I like that a lot. Okay.
Yes.
So with constructing and things like that, I mean, that takes some pretty big resources. I mean, how are you guys typically funded? Because you're a nonprofit,
yes.
Right? So are you going through other government programs for funding? Or because I know you have a fundraiser coming up.
We do, yes. Yeah. That is coming up next, or actually this week, I'm sorry, this Thursday at Emerald Downs.
Yeah, you better get that one right. You want to show up.
That's
you
right.
You want to make sure you're there
That's
and
right.
live. Make sure you're live.
Absolutely. And so we're looking forward to that. And, you know, with the funding piece overall for our agency, mm-hmm. we have a split right now. I think it's roughly 46% private and the rest okay. public. We try to diversify our funding. Okay. A lot of our programs do get government funding. Our state long-term care ombuds program, which advocates for individuals in long-term care facilities, get state and federal funding as one example. Okay. But we also get funding through entities such as Puget Sound Energy. For our housing development, it's a combination okay. of tax credits through the Housing Finance Commission,
okay, sure.
Federal Home Loan Bank loans, and a housing trust fund dollars primarily.
Interesting. So you're building homes, you're rehabilitating homes. Mm-hmm. How do you determine who gets to stay in those homes?
That is a very good question. A lot of it depends on need, and it depends on the funding sources.
Okay.
So, for example, with our William J. Wood Veterans Home, the King County's Human Services and Veterans Levy paid for a good portion of that.
Okay.
So there were certain requirements around that. But typically, it's based on housing and urban development income limits. So mm-hmm. they have to make underneath a certain income to access the apartments.
Okay. Yeah, because that was one of the things in some of the information that you provided that was talking about what it takes to actually even just be in a market rate
yes.
rental around here. And, you know, people forget sometimes, you know, well, I don't think they forget. It's just depending on where you're at in an income strata, sometimes it's just more poignant for you.
Right.
Right. And conversations we have about like where things are going with minimum wage and what are happening in general around wages. Because like from the real estate side of things, I saw a chart the other day that was saying, you know, here's where our housing prices are going. And of course, it was skyrocketing upward and it was showing general income going up. And also Puget Sound Business Journal had something in one of their reports recently about how Seattle is number two in the nation in terms of income for tech workers. Mm-hmm. But they have about a 40% cost of living difference from someone in Silicon Valley, right? Because Silicon Valley was number
right,
one, we
right.
were number two, but because our housing prices still haven't quite caught up with Silicon Valley, they have their money go farther here, right? Which is another reason why a lot of those companies are bringing their locations up here so that they can have better opportunities, still offer those good wages, but then have more ability to draw from them. But people get lost in this, you know, the tech thing that's going on, and they forget that just to get into market rate housing, like your notes here say that it's $18.39 an hour that someone has to be able to make to afford a one bedroom fair market rate home in
Washington. In the state. And I would imagine King County is even higher.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And the minimum wage in the state is currently only $11 an hour. And think about that too. You have to make that wage, and that's just for a one bedroom. Mm-hmm. So imagine if you're someone, I mean, because a lot of the people you're providing services for have multiple family members, and maybe there's
yes.
one income earner, and they need the space
yes.
of more than one bedroom. So that alone is already increasing what the potential of their need for housing costs will be.
Absolutely.
Right? So, I mean, what you're providing is a great resource for people who might be having a hard time here. And we know people are getting kind of pushed more and more out to the margins mm-hmm. of the suburbs right now, which is, of course, you know, putting more push on demand for transit and things
right.
of that sort. So speaking of the locations where you guys are going, are you trying to be near where those mass transit corridors are? Right now, is that part
yes.
of your planning process too? Not just where the funds come from, but
absolutely.
Making sure that the accessibility is there?
Absolutely. We are always trying to develop housing near public transportation because we know that a lot of our tenants may not have a vehicle or mm-hmm. may not have insurance. So that's really
right.
important to us. And in fact, we're looking at a Tacoma Veterans project right now. We're still putting the funding in place, but that one would potentially be at a park and ride that is underutilized in Tacoma.
Oh,
so
interesting.
It would
okay.
be a win-win mm-hmm. for Pierce Transit and for
right.
For us,
sure.
because we'd have greater utilization and there'd be housing in a very accessible area.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. So do you find that when you're choosing some of these sites, is there ever pushback from the areas where you're trying to go into?
There can be, yes.
Yeah.
And so what we really try to do is to educate the community, talk to the community, find out what concerns they have, what the needs are. What's interesting is we do a community needs assessment every 3 years. And so we ask the community as part of that, what do you see as the needs and the top causes of poverty?
Right.
And more, it's been a lack of affordable housing and homelessness. And so I think the community is starting to recognize a little bit more that this is a problem that really needs to be addressed and there needs to be more housing. But we certainly want to hear neighborhood concerns whenever we go into a neighborhood to build.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you finding are the key causes of homelessness then from your experience?
Sure. It's a very complex situation. Mm-hmm. There are many aspects. Certainly mental health and substance abuse contributes to homelessness. And what's interesting is that's not a service we provide. Mm-hmm. But we partner with over 200 organizations, and we try to build partnerships that will benefit our customers. So we work with other entities that do provide those services. For some people, it's income inequity. Roughly 42% of the people we served in housing last year had at least one person in their family who was employed. So it goes back to some of the things that Reba was just referencing. More and more people who do have Section 8 vouchers are having a hard time finding landlords that will accept them because it's definitely a landlord's market right now. And certainly, like I said, the lack of access to affordable housing is a huge piece as well.
Okay. And with a when you're saying affordable housing, obviously, I mean, you can sort of look at our Puget Sound area and sort of draw targets around the Seattle market, the Bellevue market.
Right.
You know, and then the further out you go in concentric rings, the less expensive the housing will be.
But even then, some of the reports that they get are, you know, like there's in some of our talking points, Kent last year. I mean, because we do this by market service areas, right? Mm-hmm. So Seattle has 700,000 people. Kent is not as large, right? But they were noted in, what was it, 2016?
In the 2015,
2016, Kent ranked sixth largest in rent hikes in the past year as compared to the rest of the nation, with an average of 117 a month or more of the increase.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting statistics. And obviously rents are going up, you know, throughout throughout the area. It's nice that you're focusing on, you know, South King County and especially into Pierce County, because those are still some of the areas that are more affordable, you know, than others.
Right.
You know, we talk about it in lending. We call it drive till you qualify, you know, because when we qualify a home buyer, you know, we'll figure out a sale price for them and then they're going to start driving until the house matches up with the monthly payment.
Sure.
Right.
You know, so that's always a challenge for even home buyers out here. Well, when we come back, we have more with Robin Korak talking to us with the CEO of the Multi-Service Center. Stay tuned and call us if you have questions, 866-712-1300.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.